Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day of fresh mercies and inspiration so we can be inspired in the vineyard, in the world. And thank you for these lessons that we're getting here about the kingdom is like, and so to keep us in line and keep us in the boundaries of the wonderful love we have received in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. So we're going on with the kingdom message. The kingdom is like. And yesterday we saw the owner of the vineyard, which is the Lord. We translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love. So it's Jesus' kingdom. And then His kingdom operates out there in the field, in the world. And we can see that workers were called out and then sent out into the vineyard at different times. But we see here right at the end of the day, it was broken up into a day, they were all given the same wage. And the wage is basically our provision. And the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. So you've got righteousness, peace, and joy. As you give thanks to the Father who has called you out into this wonderful harvest field, and they all get the same. And then there is arguments and there's strife because they're not happy. And then the Lord says in that day, is this not all mine? And you know, we think of it further, we belong to everything is His, this world, kingdom realities we're partaking of now. We are His, amen. We were predestined in Him. So it's so important, you know, going into the harvest field, acknowledging and being aware of the owner of the harvest field and having the right attitude, staying in the right boundaries. And here we see the horribleness of going into the harvest field and then still carrying the bad attitudes of the world. We've come out of that world. And we're now in the kingdom of God, and we need to now acknowledge the Lord and then make Him known. And so the lesson I just see here is, you know, we're not wise when we compare ourselves with ourselves, think I'm good at this, or we're not wise when we can compare ourselves with others and you want what they want. And so you don't. The only place you look to is the Lord, and you're happy and content by listening to the Lord, knowing He knows exactly what you require, and He fills your tank. And when your tank is full, then you can be that beautiful, righteous, holy, and blameless fragrance in the harvest field, in the world. So that is my encouragement this morning. The kingdom realities that we are in, it tells us we need to follow the Lord daily and keep our mind on Him so we can be where He is, in tune with Him. He knows what is required and we stay in tune. And then the Father also honors us when we serve Him in that way. So it's about working out our salvation. And you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So there's respect and anticipation because this mighty God has called you and is sufficient. And then when you're working out your salvation, you don't go fall into grumbling. You hold on to what He's saying to you. And that way you shine in this world. And that way you encourage the body of Christ, the believers, the workers in the harvest field. And also you expose the darkness. You expose the wrong things because your life is in the light as He is in the light. So so that's very much the message this morning. Be blessed, guys. Arise and shine. Know our God is good and He's a very present helper. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. And together with the power of the angels and the power of the Holy Spirit, we experience the love of God. And that's what needs to be real, because then that love can be also spread abroad into this world. In Jesus' name. Amen.